Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Bites and Insights. Today, we're diving deeper into the lives of the female supporting characters in the IT world. We have two special guests joining us, Paige, the wife of Bill from the Phoenix Project, and Maggie, Barton's girlfriend from the Adventures of the IT Leader. And today, we're shining the spotlight on them, the unsung heroes of IT adventures. Paige, Maggie, it's a pleasure to have you both with me today.
Thank you, Arwa. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Maggie, let's start with an easy question. Coming from your experience as a management consultant, how did you perceive Barton's sudden shift into the CIO role at IVK?
Oh, it was definitely unexpected. Barton was happy in loan operations. But knowing Barton's capabilities and dedication, I wasn't surprised that he eventually accepted the challenge. But it's one thing to lead in a familiar domain, and another thing completely to step into the IT realm without a technical background. This requires a different kind of courage and adaptability. I saw my role more as providing him with a sounding board, helping him navigate through his self-doubts and strategize on leadership beyond the technical aspects. This is where I can help as a management consultant.
Fascinating insights, Maggie, and I agree with you. I often see management consultants focusing more on the strategic angle of things rather than the technical aspects. So I'm sure Barton moving into that heavily technical role, but also now being part of the senior management, must have benefited and appreciated your insights massively. Paige, turning to you, how did you handle the situation when Bill was asked to leave his previous role?
It was a difficult time for us. Bill was so surprised, but poor Hen didn't get time to come to terms with the situation because he dove headfirst into solving different issues. To be honest, I was happy he got promoted in the moment, but I didn't know what was coming next. But I was sure he will be able to fill this position and succeed like he did in his previous role.
I agree with you, Paige. The situation Bill was in was not fun at all, but it must have been nice to hear about the promotion. It's sad, though, that you both did not get to celebrate and he missed his own party. Maggie, tell me, how did Barton's career change affect your own career and personal life?
That's a very good question. And to surprise you with my answer, I would say that his career change did not actually impact our relationship at all. Because as a management consultant, I was already often away from home. But then when he also moved into a higher, more senior position, he started spending more time in the office and being away from home more. So it was like we're now on the same wavelength. So I can say that it actually helped us manage our relationship better. And I even felt that this opportunity for Barton gave me a chance to be more supportive and more helpful in him, because now I was more aligned with his role and I could actually give him direct advice from my experience.
Wow, you did surprise me, Maggie, but I'm happy for you, of course. Now, Paige, turning back to you, what was it like being behind the scenes as Bill grappled with the monumental task of saving Parts Unlimited?
I'm happy for you, Maggie, but Bill's journey was a whirlwind. Not just for him, but for our entire family. Like you said, Arwa, he did miss his own party. The long hours and the stress were palpable. I believe my role was to remind him of the world outside of the chaos of the failing project. It's easy to get lost in the crisis and forget about the small moments that keep us grounded. I tried to encourage him to take breaks, to breathe, and to remember why he was fighting so hard in the first place.
Thank you, Paige. Knowing what Bill goes through at work, I'm pretty sure he appreciates your support immensely. Back to you, Maggie. Throughout Barton's journey, his leadership was often put to the test in unexpected ways. Was there a specific event where you felt particularly concerned for him, or where you disagreed with his approach, maybe?
Yes, there was a moment when Barton decided to dive deeply into the technical aspects of a project, believing that he needed to understand every detail to lead effectively. I remember feeling concerned that he was stretching himself too thin, losing the sight of his strength as a leader and the experience that he had in his previous role. It was one of the few times where I questioned his approach, fearing that he might lose his balance, to be honest. I gently suggested that leveraging his team's technical expertise might be a more effective strategy, and that if he involves them early, he can mitigate risks further down the line. It was a delicate conversation, but it underscored the importance of trust and delegation in leadership.
Absolutely. I think Barton really needed this advice. He needed to remember why he was chosen by the CEO in the first place. Not because of his deep expertise in IT, but because of how good of a problem solver and a leader he was in his previous role. What about you, Paige? Was there a moment when a small gesture or a decision by Bill during the Phoenix project reflected a larger theme in his personal growth or leadership journey?
Yes. During the crunch time of the Phoenix project, Bill made a conscious decision to acknowledge the hard work of his team by setting up a party for his and Chris's team. The gesture of appreciation had a profound effect, not just on team morale, but also on Bill himself. It was a reflection of his growing understanding that leadership is as much about showing gratitude and appreciation as it is about driving results. This shift towards a more empathetic leadership style marked a significant point in his personal growth that we felt at home as well.
The impact of gratitude can never be underestimated. I vividly remember Chris and Bill setting up this party after the Phoenix project was launched and they finally got a break. And I noticed how differently the employees were acting after that moment and how they were embracing the changes with much less resistance. Going back to you, Maggie, can you share a moment when your support directly influenced Barton's approach or decision-making process? And how did it feel to see that impact on him?
That's a very good question. One key moment was when Barton was facing a particularly challenging crossroads with his team, unsure of whether to push forward with a new initiative related to the Alpha 3 project that many opposed. We talked it through, and I encouraged him to consider not just the immediate outcomes, but the long-term culture that he wanted to establish among his IT leadership team. Seeing him take the advice to lead with a blend of firm decision-making and empathy was incredibly rewarding. It was a reminder of the power of partnership in leadership. How, behind every decision, there is a web of conversations and support that shape the path forward.
That's amazing, Maggie. I'm sure Barton appreciated you highlighting this for him. Now, Paige, reflecting on the Phoenix project, while Bill's journey was filled with high-stakes challenges, was there a personal moment that resonated deeply with you? Can you share how that moment impacted you and your view on the sacrifices required by his role?
Bill missed a few family moments since his promotion, which is part of the personal sacrifices of Bill's commitment to turning around the IT department. I felt a mix of frustration and understanding, knowing the pressure he was under but also grieving the moments we were missing as a family. It forced us to confront the balance between professional and personal life. Despite the challenges, communicating about it strengthened our relationship as we learned to communicate better and support each other more effectively.
That's incredibly important, Paige. Communication is one of the major factors in the success of any relationship. Maggie, reflecting on your conversation with Barton, how do you think your perspective influences approach to leadership within IT at IVK?
Leadership in IT, much like in any field, hinges not just on technical expertise, but it also hinges on understanding people. Barton and I discussed the importance of empathy, clear communication, and setting a vision that resonates with the team, not just the leader. I urged him to lean on his strengths in management from his previous roles to build bridges between IT and the rest of the business, promoting a culture of collaboration and innovation.
That's an impactful approach to leadership indeed. Back to you, Paige. When Bill faced opposition and skepticism within Parts Unlimited about the changes he was implementing, especially in transitioning to a DevOps approach, it must have been a contentious time. Reflecting on those moments, what were you feeling?
Bill's initial effort to introduce DevOps and change the company culture were met with resistance. and it was quite challenging to watch. It created tension, not just at work, but also at home. He almost quit. Our conversations during this time often revolved around the importance of persistence and vision. I admire his determination not just to advocate for change, but also to embody it. Despite the skepticism he faced, it was a period of growth for Bill, learning to balance conviction with patience. Witnessing his unwavering commitment to his vision was inspiring, reinforcing my belief in his ability to effect meaningful change.
Thank you, Paige. These are really meaningful insights. I think the key takeaway from your experience and Maggie's experience would be the importance of balance and perspective. No matter the scale of the challenge, the support system, be it family or friends, plays a crucial role in maintaining one's sanity and vision. It's about reminding them of their capabilities and the fact that they are not alone in their journey. Every leader needs that anchor. Before we close today's inspiring episode, I want to bring in a perspective that bridges our fictional explorations with the real world of IT leadership. Recently, I had the privilege of attending a talk by Ms. Amina Abdurrahim, the director of IT at the American University of Sharjah. Her insights on support systems in the professional world add a profound layer to our discussions today. Ms. Abdurrahim emphasized the crucial role of support systems, not just in the personal life, as she has with her twin, but importantly in the realm of IT leadership and decision-making. She pointed out that effective leaders don't work alone. They collaborate closely with other departments to mitigate resistance and ensure smooth implementation of IT projects. This teamwork and interdepartmental support are indispensable for navigating the complexities of IT operations and strategy. Maggie, this idea of cross-functional teamwork seems to resonate with the support that you provided Barton. What do you think?
Absolutely. The IT world is incredibly interconnected. Barton's success depended not just on his understanding of IT, but on how well he could integrate efforts across departments. Ms. Amina's approach mirrors the support I aim to provide, encouraging Barton to look beyond the IT silo.
Paige, Ms. Amina also spoke about the significance of being realistic and delivering throughout project phases, emphasizing plan with controlled feelings and don't work alone. It sounds like a philosophy that could have helped Bill through the Phoenix Project trials.
Definitely, I wish Bill heard that before. He often found himself in the thick of firefighting without a clear exit strategy. The idea of planning with controlled feelings could have spared him many sleepless nights.
Also, Ms. Amina highlighted her belief that people management is an art, and managing people the way that they want to be managed must ring true for Barton's leadership style as well. What do you think, Maggie?
It does. Barton learned the hard way that managing a team is not just about directives. It's about understanding individual motivations and fostering a supportive environment. Ms. Amina's insights are a testament to the art of leadership and the power of empathy.
Thank you, Maggie. With that, we wrap up today's episode of Bites and Insights. I'm particularly thrilled that today's insights and stories were brought to us entirely by women, Maggie, Paige, and Ms. Amina, showcasing the profound influence and wisdom that female leaders and supporters bring to the world of IT. Their invaluable lessons remind us of the strength, empathy, and foresight that define successful leadership in technology and beyond. Join us next time as we continue to explore the dynamics of IT leadership and the stories behind the technology that powers our world. Until then, remember, behind every great IT project and leader, there is an even greater support system, often led and nurtured by incredible women. Goodbye and stay connected.